The following podcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Oh, for show, here with the music flow, bringing you all the feels that R&B reveals and heals. This is the breakdown and buzz of rhythm and blues from college students' views.
Welcome to the R&B show with DJ Oh, for show. Here is our next episode, episode 2, SZA Has Our Hearts. If you experience struggles and anxiety through love and connections with a love interest, SZA will speak what is the truth of it all, certainly about love and the anxiety of it. SZA has 3 albums, Z, Control, and SOS. All of these albums represent SZA's different sounds, phases, and formations in her R&B career. So let's talk briefly about the Z album. The Z album is SZA's first progressive R&B album. It really illustrates the alternative, techno/electronic, eerie, emo type of music. The Z album is about nostalgia, abandonment, acceptance, and religion. In her songs Shattered, Ring, and Sweet November, SZA's album gives you a type of R&B you wouldn't really recognize. Recognizing in a good way or a bad way, it was definitely an interesting way because she made a new type of genre, mixing both indie, alternative, and R&B together, which made her songs and this particular album sound very electronic and futuristic. In her song, Shattered Ring, her voice and the instrumentals really collide together and complement the nostalgic vibe it's giving. In this song, her voice sounds really angelic and calming in this rock indie type melody and rhythm. Most of the instruments used in this song are more so electronic based, with hip hop percussions in a medium slow tempo. It reminds me of Russian Roulette by Rihanna. Kind of a scary, dark, gloomy, somberness place SZA is complimenting with her angelic vocals. Shattered Ring definitely reminded me of a song called Russian Roulette by Rihanna. It definitely gave that dark, eerie, gloomy, somberness feeling in that particular song, and plus nostalgic vibes. I felt like I could listen and reflect to this particular song. Speaking of reminders, another song on the Z album reminded me of jazz, particularly the Sweet November song. Sweet November sounds really good. I only say that because there are many jazz instruments that work independently to their own rhythm and melody, such as piano, electric guitar, tambourine, drums, bass, and they all collide together with SZA's angelic voice, which really brings a lot of depth and story into her songs while she takes listeners on a journey with what she's going through in that particular somberness of the Z album. If you are hypnotized by SZA's angelic voice and the way she sings on certain type of beats and melodies, her lyrics grasps so many young generations' attention. 3 years later, in 2017, SZA releases Control. Control is the album she was too anxious to release to the whole world. This is the main and essential album for young adults that SZA presents to the whole world. And it's about the complexities of modern love and how desire, competition, jealousy, sexual politics, low self-esteem can derail and steer you off a relation with yourself and your love interest. Because this album is an essential album, there are many hits to go over. There are many hits that many people relate to, how SZA gets her hit and most stream songs on this album, and how a lot of young generations relate to her lyrically and mentally and emotionally. SZA called her second album Control because all her energy was surrounded by chasing, needing, giving, relinquishing control in the album. and the indecision and freedom to make certain decisions, to be determined, or whether to go with the flow in the presence of control or without it. Speaking of all these decisions, why don't we start on the first track on the track list? Supermodel. Supermodel talks about the expression to SZA's past relationship when her ex left her on Valentine's Day. Okay, let's talk about that. How effed up is that? How does she get left? Let's see how this becomes a song. SZA displays that her ex was doing her wrong, and with this in mind, she looks at herself to blame in all her insecurities, in which, because her ex was so inconsistent and inconsiderate of how she felt or how much love she was receiving in that relationship. In this song, SZA really deep dives into so many insecurities, so many questions and anxiety within a relationship. It's very toxic. You don't want to be with someone that questions your thoughts and makes you want to question your insecurities and what your natural flaws are. Not everyone is perfect. Yes, you can fix yourself, but don't fix yourself for someone else that doesn't like you for you. You got to be authentic. And SZA expresses this anxiety within this song, Supermodel. I believe that's the irony of why this song is called Supermodel. So let's see what she encounters next in this album. Love Galore. Love Galore is a hit single on Control. This song became the most streamed song on the album. With Scott's right note in collision with SZA's angelic and rhythmic voice, this hit really hit for many young people in situationships happening right now. In this song, SZA implies that she doesn't really care that someone wants her for what she offers sexually rather than emotionally. And she displays that difference and realization of being used in this song. Specifically, SZA and Scott have a back and forth conversation in the intro / chorus of the song. Have a listen. In this song, particularly, both parties have different needs, and each need requires someone to give up their energy physically or mentally or emotionally. Travis reveals that he has sexual needs within this song. Travis yearns for sex, for what he physically needs to feel that is real, rather than feeling what could be there but is not, which is the love. And he confirms that with "You Feel Me." Particularly in this scenario, as if SZA and Travis are boyfriend and girlfriend. In SZA's view, she wants to mess and relate and resonate with Travis, but she is indecisive whether to show attention or be there for his physical needs rather than her emotional needs, because she's not going to be to that point because she knows the reality of this situationship. But yet, she's still attached to this certain person that has sexual needs rather than filling the void her needs. So throughout the song, she yearns for love and emotion. I noticed at the end of each song in the Control album, SZA's mom gives a quote or a phrase to her to remind her that she's better than her insecurities and anxieties with what she's going through, with situations, with situationships, with love, with her internal struggles. And I feel like it was a reminder from her mom to keep that control, whether she encounters someone that loves her physicality more than herself, or rather if she encounters someone that makes her feel like she's the problem rather than the solution. And what she actually needs to yearn for herself and loving herself rather than depending on a male point of view that judges her and makes her insecure. In Control, there is another song that really becomes a violation but also an empowerment to both reality and the sex of women. Doves in the Wind. Doves in the Wind is featured by Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar is a famous Compton rapper signed under the same label as SZA. Both SZA and Kendrick are bound to collaborate whether or not they are in the same room or at the same place at the same time. So their collaborations never disappointed. But in this particular song, Doves in the Wind, man, it was a lot to handle because they were talking about a sensitive subject about vaginas. SZA and Kendrick converse about how there is so much to offer than sex and things people do to go out of their way to get pussy. I mean, there is no lie in that statement of this description of this song. I feel like the Doves in the Wind represent women and the demanding demands of men and sexual objectification of women around the world. I feel like women do have the power because their private part is demanding and sexualized through the internet, social media, through everything, through clothes, appearance, everything in life. And I don't think a lot of people want to admit that. So Kendrick and SZA really talk about that in depth, but vaginas will run the world. That's what she said in this song. And I truly agree with her. When younger generations approach this and encounter this song, I want them to think about how SZA is empowering women in a different way, in a very explicit way. Is it for her to get attention? Is Kendrick providing that support and supporting her on her views on women and why they should be empowered because they have a powerful box that they contain that no other species or no other gender or sex can contain? Why is it so powerful? Why is it empowering? And SZA says a lot about private parts in this particular song because she wants to emphasize the main point on why vaginas and sex are used and how destructive and why men want to control that. Do girls run the world? Are they empowered? But why do they let men bring them down whenever they encounter some type of relationship or situationship in their life? I don't know. I'm too tired for this. What are you doing on the weekend? The Weeknd. SZA's song, The Weeknd, is about only seeing her partner on the weekends while girls see him during the week. Three women get played by one man. It serves the purpose to empower women above and beyond the idea of a man as a center to all of their actions. It makes you think that you want what you want from a man, but then it diffuses his lies, and now he looks stupid and foolish because he tried to play all those women, and he tries to play you, manipulate you. And that is what she talks about in this song. She talks particularly, yes, about being a side chick and kind of realizing and accepting that, yeah, I'm messing with a man that is messing with two other women, and I'm okay with that. Personally, I have experienced other people going through that type of situation because in this modern love, a lot of people are afraid of commitment and staying loyal to just one partner, and they just want to hop around and love and just have fun and be free to do whatever they want to whoever they want with whoever they want, and that's okay. But there comes a line and boundary where cheating and maybe being disloyal is not a good thing. I mean, I could be biased, but that's just how I look at it. Although there are so many good songs on Control, I might have to go on another episode to dissect and really get into why SZA relates to young generations now, today. And particularly the reason why she does relate to many young generations and young love, modern love out there is because she speaks from the truth and she experiences the reality in situationships, in relationships, and how that affects how she thinks of herself. Tune in on the next episode about SZA still having our hearts, but now she's expressing what she actually feels, what she needs to feel, what she's releasing from all that anxiety and thoughts about her with Payback, with this third album she has called SOS.